Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers free of charge a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep. JBI now also offers a growing collection of children's books that combine Braille or audio with the printed book to encourage families to read together. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings, including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
No stopping us now. That's right. No stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping us now. I know.
No stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. I hope you like the topic that we've been talking. I thought it needed to be addressed. Those folks that are listening that are newly blind, let's use those words, because believe it or not, every day in this country, people go blind. Every day. Not always from a disease, not always from an inheritance. What's the word? Not inherited.
Inherited.
Inherited. Inherited. Can't even talk.
So we have a caller for Gary.
You have a caller for right now calling in. Tony is on the line right now from Florida. Yes. Wants to talk to Gary.
Right.
Hey, Tony.
Hello. Gary?
Yes, Tony.
Who is this? You're breaking up. I Pardon? Can't hear you.
Okay. Must be a bad signal. All right. You got me now, Tony?
Can you hear him now, Tony?
Yeah, a little bit better. Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Listen, Gary. Hello?
Go ahead, Tony. They can hear you. We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've had a lot of problems, but how, you know, with my eyes, I've had glaucoma. So far, it's open-angle glaucoma. That's under control. I've had cataracts. Those are removed a couple of years ago. Now the doctor says, well, you'll have a little problem with your eyes. So he increased my prescription. But I didn't realize all these things that are happening to you guys for nothing, really. I mean, I've had, like, prostate cancer, which now it's, you know, good. I can't hear you.
No, go ahead.
I understand. I'm listening.
I hear, like, mumbling.
I'm listening to you.
He's actually speaking quite loudly. Yeah, but we hear you, Tony. You had prostate
cancer.
Yeah,
we hear you.
I can hear you better now, then.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes the connection. You know, I've had these bulging discs in my spine. That's why I won't have any operations on them. I have degenerative joint disease. It's like I take two Tylenol in the morning. When that wears off, I come in the house, no matter what I'm doing. I got sciatica in both sides, disabling vertigo. They thought I had a brain tumor.
So, Tony, what did you want to ask Gary about?
Yeah,
all of these things that contribute. And cortisone, I mean, that's one of the, you know, cortisol is like a byproduct of cortisone, but you can't take too much. You know, I've had Bell's palsy, which the left side of my face actually froze. And it all happened when I was on a gambling ship, and my left eye started to water. And then I got home, and it felt like I was chewing on something metal. The next day, I woke up and looked in the mirror, and at the time, I was undergoing this radiation therapy for the prostate cancer, too.
Wow.
So I went in for the doctor, and he said, rush him over to the hospital, because the office is right adjacent to the hospital. Wellington Regional. I went over there. I said, no, I think it's Bell's palsy because the left side of my face was actually frozen. I couldn't close my left eye for like 6 months. I had to put some salve in my eye to go to sleep, and I had a patch. But at any rate, the glaucoma is I have open-angle glaucoma, and that's being handled with the eye drops right before I go to sleep. Prior to that, it was like three different eye drops during the day, the cataract operation I had done in Boca Raton. That's great, other than now my vision is, he says, well, that usually happens right after you have an operation, you know, but all of these things is like, and I'm a combat veteran, a Vietnam combat veteran, but let me tell this guy who's in the military, I wouldn't trust any VA stateside for my life. I wouldn't, overseas, fine, they're the best in the world, but I think they send the worst doctors to the VA. If you can't make it in practice out here in the public, then they
Tony,
come home for you in the VA.
Yeah.
It's Michael.
I have no problem with the VA whatsoever. Never did. Never will, I don't think.
Tony, can you hear me? It's Michael.
Wholeheartedly.
Go ahead, Michael.
Mike, you can hear us okay? Chris?
You can hear us okay?
Okay, good.
Tony.
Yeah, I can hear, I can
thank
hear
you
now,
for calling,
okay,
Tony.
Tony.
I
just want to tell you something.
Somebody wanted to comment.
I'm commenting on you when you said you got prostate cancer.
Yeah.
I had prostate cancer. And because of my prostate cancer, I got radiation, which all the radiation I had, I was on radiation for 2 months, the most you can have in your body, which between that and the needles, it, let's just say, saved my life. And it cured the prostate cancer. But the problem is, Tony, to this day, I have problems in my whole body from the radiation. So you're lucky from the prostate cancer that you didn't get side effects, which I did.
I think Tom wanted to comment on something that Tony said.
The beam radiation. Oh boy, Mike's not. To me, and it's coming out 20 years later. It will sever your urethra. So right now I have this bag in my bladder coming out, the urine coming out, attached to my leg. And the doctor that went in thought I had a calcification, used a laser, and totally just destroyed it. So for the rest of my life, I'll be 81 years old in December 9th. So for the rest of my life, I'm tied to this bag. You know, and I'm a, believe it or not, I'm a young 80. You know, it's like, but life goes on. You know, just,
who's speaking?
You know, blindness is like, you know, I think your brain, your heart, your brain, then your eyes. Those are the, but you can deal with that. You know, just accept the things that God gives us. You know, and I mean, I don't want to bring religion into it, but sometimes we're predisposed for these things. Our parents, our grandparents. I'm finding out now that, you know, this is genetic also. So it's like, you know, God bless you guys who are blind and are dealing with it.
Hey, Tony. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Oh my All right,
bye.
Everybody's got a story.
Everybody's got a story.
For those folks
that have something to say, call in 407-894-1680. Everybody's got a story. Everybody. There used to be a show on television. The story of 8 million people. It's called the show was called Naked City. It was a detective show.
Huh?
And it
I remember that.
It started off by saying.
I remember that.
You remember that story, the show?
Yeah, I do. I remember it.
Everybody in the 8 million people have a story. Everybody's got a story.
Yep.
Well, folks, if you have something to say, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. This show is more about blindness. It tells a story. Everybody should know if you listen to Blind and Beyond radio show, it's not just about blindness.
You say beyond.
That's why the word came in, beyond. When Lynn thought of the show, the name and everything else, she wanted beyond blindness, not just about blindness. It's about how you live and what you do. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to the four fellas, including myself, about how they dealt and what they've done with their lives since they've been blind. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also talk about, we've got a great trivia coming up.
So
we're going to go to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll come back with a trivia and then go right back to the fellas. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you like the show. Any part that you missed, well, you go to our webpage. In a couple hours from now or tomorrow, you can listen to this show, any part of this show that you missed, or the past 400 shows. If you missed any of those 400 shows, they're all archived on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's how you go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any part of this show or any of the other 400 shows that you missed, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Listen, folks, don't forget to register about your food. Everybody likes free food. Well, we're giving out free food. $50 gift cards. If you write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you write, and if you want to say something nice about the show, or if you have something to say about the show, if you want to criticize the show, if you have something to add to the show, if you have something nice about the sponsors, we want to thank the sponsors, three sponsors in particular who paying for all this the gift cards. You have Alabama Blindness Industries for the Blind. I can't think anymore. Losing my mind. Alabama Industries for the Blind. We have Public Supermarkets.
Tactile Solutions, the makers of the Cadence Tablet.
Those three companies are paying for the gift cards, the $50 gift cards. But you have to register. You can't do it on the phone. You can't call into the show. You have to write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. And then we'll come back with the fellas. This trivia, well, it's an easy one, but it's a hard one as well. Let me explain you the trivia. It's a question. Let's see. It's a music question. anybody can answer this question. I'm going to take two people for the answers, just two, because there's about at least six or seven people that I can think of the answer. Now, let me tell you what the question is. When you think of Frank Sinatra, he has not a slogan, but everybody knows him as chairman of the board. When you say chairman of the board, you think of Frank Sinatra. At least if you don't, I do.
Actually, I never heard that before.
Well, that's an expression. Okay. Now, there's people, singers, women, men, that are known other than their name. Like I said, chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. You can think of other people, and they have king of something, queen of something. They have different names. There's at least six or seven that I could think about. You may think of somebody else, but the point is it's got to be a well-known person. I'm talking about famous people that are famous.
So is it a nickname, Michael?
It's not a nickname. Everybody knows Frank Sinatra is chairman of the board. And the Rat Pack, and he was chairman of the board. But the people, the singers, male or female, have these famous.
So, like, who is Mary Tyler Moore? Something like that?
No. I'm talking about a singer. We're talking about only singers or singers only, male or female singers.
This is a tough one, Michael.
I think it's very easy.
No, that's pretty simple, Lynn.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's over my head.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. If anybody doesn't know what I'm saying, I'll repeat it nice and slow. Paul, do you know what I'm saying?
Not exactly, but I have it. I think I do. I'm thinking about it.
You don't know
it.
What I'm saying? Okay. Well, let's go again.
Don't give it away.
If you think
I'm not going to give it away.
No, not you. No, talking to Michael.
If you think of chairman of the board, you think of Frank Sinatra. There's different singers. If I mention king of something, they'll come up with a name. Now, if you know music, there's different people, men or women. I could think of at least six or seven names. Phone number is 407-894-680. I'll take two callers only. Two. You have to give me two names. You have to give me two names when you call in. You have to give me two names only.
Oh, so will you take this caller now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two callers.
Bill from Delray Beach.
Bill from Delray Beach. You have to give me two names of what I'm trying to say.
This is music.
Okay, Bill from Delray Beach, give me two names.
Okay. Hello?
Yep.
Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Just give me two names, only two.
Okay, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul.
Correct, that's correct.
Very
that's
good.
What I was thinking about.
Yep.
Michael Jackson, the King of Pop.
That's correct. I was thinking about. That's correct. Only give me those two. That's right. You're a winner. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay, guys.
I got a question, Bill. What would you call that? I still don't know what I call that.
A nickname.
And it said a nickname. What is it? And you said Michael Jackson was King of Pop. Aretha Franklin was Queen of Soul. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
The public gave him, I guess.
I can't address it. I'm only giving an example. So you were right, though, when you just said, Bill, from Delray Beach.
Okay.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card. So if anybody else, I'll take another caller.
Thank you.
He should have everybody on the right track when he started out with his answers. So they should get it by now.
All right. Yeah. Now he kind of paved the way.
Yeah. Okay. So you.
Right. He paved the way.
I'll take another caller for two other names. Two other names.
We have John from Clinton, Indiana.
John from Clinton, Indiana. John from Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, John.
I know you know.
Hi, guys. How about
hey, John.
James Brown, the King of Soul?
Okay, John. Clinton, Indiana, you're up.
Well, how about James Brown, the King of Soul?
Correct, that's right. That's one I was thinking about.
And Mel Torme, the Velvet Frog.
John from Clinton, Indiana.
Oh, right. I wasn't thinking of him. You're right. I wasn't thinking of him.
Velvet Frog?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Velvet Frog. Okay. I'll take another person then. Okay. We'll take one more.
I wasn't thinking. You're a winner. You just win yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. You're a winner.
I wasn't thinking about them. We'll take one more.
Yeah. I got one on top of my head. Somebody's getting it.
You can't call in. We'll take one more caller, 407-894-68. I would still like to know if anybody could tell me, is this a nickname? Like we said, Michael Jackson, King of Pop.
It's like a public relations title or something. I don't know. What do you think it is, Chris?
You can't call in. Aretha Franklin was Queen of Soul. That's correct. Frank Sinatra was chairman of the board.
I didn't really know that until you told me.
Gary, while we're waiting for one more caller, why don't you just, in summary, how you've gotten on with your life since you lost your sight? I know you have a beautiful home. What else?
I just moved on the way with my life with the Greater Orlando Council of Blind and American Council of the Blind and being involved in things there. And that's pretty important, in my life. That's what sort of keeps me going now.
But you started at Lighthouse also, just like Tom, right?
Oh yeah. I started at Lighthouse in 1982.
Wow. That's Lighthouse Central Florida, by the way.
But I was the 18th class in that school.
Wow.
I had ladies in my class. One lady, she was born in the 1800s.
No. Really?
Yes. Yes. She was about 75, 80 years old, and she used to place spoons in the van ride to school. Yeah. I mean, singing some songs, old songs.
Wow. That's neat.
Yeah.
Are there any more callers, Chris?
I think you mean the 1900s. It's not 1800s.
Yeah.
1900s.
Well, it could have been. My grandmother was born in 1898, and she was still. She didn't die till 1996.
Chris, any more callers?
Yeah,
no, they're not any more callers, but we do call them nicknames. They're nicknames.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
But then I'm going to give the answers out. Other people.
Because
let me give my first one. I've been thinking about it real bad. That was Presley.
That's correct. King of Rock and roll.
King of rock and roll. That's my first one.
Yeah, that okay. Was first one.
Here's another one.
Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
Here's another one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a good one. Bruce Springsteen, the boss. Yep.
I'll give you another one. Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl.
Okay. Chuck Berry, the father of rock and roll, or the king of rock and roll?
No, the king of rock and roll is Elvis Presley.
Okay,
well, Elvis Presley.
Tina Turner, the queen of rock and roll?
Yes. Yes, she was.
This is not trivia, but I would like to know, Liberace had one. What was he?
Piano player.
He wore jackets.
No, but he had a name, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, the prince
Liberace.
Of, the prince of darkness.
Yeah.
Liberace.
Okay. So I got it. Iconic nicknames. So it would be like Walter Sweetness Payton, or but you want it from singer's point of view though.
I said singers, right. Only singers.
Okay, just singers. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Because like when you said Walter Payton, he had a name too. What was his name?
Sweetness.
Sweetness.
No.
There's a lot of people out there that have names, but.
That's not what this is.
I have a few names that I want to tell you.
Well, yeah. I can't tell you mine.
Liberace said it started with Mr. What? But he wasn't. He didn't sing.
No.
He played the piano.
He played the piano.
He wore those wild outfits.
Mr. Entertainment.
Frank Sinatra was like Old Blue Eye or something too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, but if he was the chairman of the
Blue
board.
Eyes.
That's
hey, Lynn, what did Liberace have on his piano?
I don't remember.
The candle operas.
Yeah.
Jenny Linden, the sweetest.
All right,
sweetest
now I'm going to mention this right now.
This is talking.
What?
The sweetest what?
The sweetest nightingale. Jenny Linden.
That's not what this is. We move on.
Yes.
You see, now you got me going.
I'll give you something.
Okay.
Get Chris talking now.
We're going to go to break. Yeah. We're going
to
go to break. We got to come back.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to Paul and Tom yet.
Yep. And I got to talk about other things too. And we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
SEVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SEVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SEVA.org today. That is SEVA, SEVA.org.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
All righty, guys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I didn't get my cue. I'm sorry, but we're back.
That's okay. I got it from Chris, so I'm telling you.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I'm glad so we're back.
Tonight we're talking about losing one sight at a later age, and we're talking to Gary Sinclair, Paul Ressler in New Jersey, and Tom Babcock in Orlando, Florida. And Gary's also from Orlando. Anyway, so let's go back to Paul. Paul, what are you doing these days?
I'm doing a lot of things.
Well, why don't you share?
I'm doing a lot of things. I keep very busy. First, though, I'd like to correct something. I know Gary will support me on this. there were comments made about the VA, and I want to tell you that the VA has been great to me, and I know they've treated Gary very well. So,
and you know what, Paul?
Very...
And you know, not to interrupt, but I said not to interrupt, but I don't know what we would have done without the VA with my dad. Right, Gary?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
So I want to make it clear that the VA, you may have to push and pull a little bit, but if you push and pull enough, you'll get great cooperation. I wanted to make
yes,
that
and
clear.
Thank you, Paul, for backing me up because I didn't know what say it. But, you know, there's always someone out there always complain about what I sell them. If they complain a whole lot, don't go to the VA. Don't go.
Yep.
That's it.
So here,
bottom line.
I want to answer your question, Lynn, all right? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to answer your question. What am I doing now? Well, I'm doing a bunch of things. One thing I'm doing now, I'm trying to learn how to read Braille.
That's
a challenge. I never wanted to learn it when I first lost my eyesight because there are lots of other technical advancements that really allowed me to do a bunch of things I want to do. That's the first thing. The second thing is I train people on how to use Narcan. That's the drug that's used to reverse an overdose of heroin.
Very good. Very good.
Wow.
And
that's
the third thing
stuff.
Is I have my own radio show.
Very good.
I play soul music. I'm on 3 different radio stations every week. And my show is dedicated to soul music, and it's quite a challenge for a blind person, but I have a little bit of help, and I love it. And it's been something that has really kept me going over the years, so I really have found that. I was a CPA before I lost my eyesight. I had a flourishing CPA practice and had to give that all off after I lost my eyesight, so... had to find a lot of other things to do. And fortunately for me, I did. So,
and just to clarify, that certified public accountant to those who are wondering.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, I know I'm a daughter of a CPA.
There you go.
There you go.
A bean counter, an official bean counter.
That's right. Yeah. My dad worked until he was in his late 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. So what's your message to everybody, Paul? If somebody...
My message?
On that journey.
My message is that you personally are responsible for what takes place in your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly, so to speak. You want to move on with your life in a productive way. It's up to you. You can reach out for help. But you have to take the lead, and you have to be there. When people want to help you, you can't say, no, I don't want your help. You need to learn to accept help and be strong and positive and move forward with your life.
Thank you.
That's a good message.
That's a good message.
How about you, sir, Babcock?
Tom Babcock?
Yes ma'am. Well, I want to go back to what I said earlier about, you know, when I got my first white cane, and about 6 weeks later, I walked out the front door with my white cane and got on my first paratransit bus. We have been talking about, and this will tie in together, we have been talking about anger and sadness and depression and everything, but the one thing I learned was You have to have acceptance. Accept for what's going on with you. And if you don't accept it, you know, especially going blind, you're just going to have a hard time moving on. I got on that bus, sat down, let out a deep breath, and the driver said, "Are you all right?" I said, "You know what? I am now. So let's go." And spent 4 years at Lighthouse, and I'm back to gardening, doing, you know, all kinds of gardening, rearranging the house, that type of thing. My shins don't feel very well because I had to start a new path. But anyway, I'm getting used to it. And out in the public and with the GOCB, Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, getting involved in, you know, like the White Cane Walk and the blind experience that was held downtown for Lighthouse Works. But if you have to use acceptance, and everything starts to fall away, and you move on and get educated and learn things. And with technology, you're learning something new almost every day. I never thought I would be on TV. I never thought I'd be on this radio show, but life does move on if you want it to. And acceptance is a big, hard thing to do. You accept what happened to you. You went blind. Okay, what do we do now? Let's move forward. And that was a hard part there. But I'm moving on. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm sure not where I used to be. And I feel pretty good about myself these days.
And now it's my turn.
It's your turn. Oh, I forgot about you.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael.
So I was involved for 45 years in the garment industry until I went blind. I've told my story many times, so I won't repeat it. But for those people that are listening for the first time, never heard it, I was involved for 45 years, president, CEO, in the clothing industry. I had different clothing lines. The Bob with J. Anthony Brown, Ruben Studder, just to mention a few people that they were involved with us. When I went blind, the garment industry closed the door on me. That was it. Couldn't get credit. And in the garment industry, you have to have credit from the banks, the big boys, because without, as they, the factors, if they call them the factors, they handle your receivables. Without them, you can't exist, because when you sell department stores, retail stores, they take 60, 90 days to pay. And if you don't have credit, these factors, because what happens is you're paying for fabric, you're paying for everything way up front, 6 months, 7 months out. And then you have to ship it. When you ship it, you have to wait another 3 months. So you got 9 months playing with money. And even folks that have millions and millions and millions of dollars all use factors. And the factors control the garment industry. And they shut my door. That was it.
Hey, so, Michael.
Well, I'm going to finish, Gary.
Okay.
What happened was, one day, Lynn saw an ad about salesmen on the radio. So we answered it. She drove me, and then I spoke to this young man, and then he took me to his father, who owned the station. It was a sports station at that time, affiliated with CBS Sports, Big 810, CBS Sports Radio, Big 810, they call themselves. And one thing led to another, and then we started on radio, and we had different shows around the country. At that one time, we had 10 radio shows going with 10 different cities from Boston all the way down the East Coast. And then we started, and then I went off the air because I had cancer. And then we came back, thanks to Lighthouse Central Florida, we came back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What do we want to say, Gary?
Yeah, I was going to iterate back in the day when you were in a large clothing line. After you went out, didn't Steve Harvey begin a large clothing line himself?
No, because we competed with them. He was about the same time as us. but he didn't go up to big sizes. He didn't go to big sizes. He only had regular sizes.
No, Gary's right. Okay. He did have a clothing line.
He had a clothing line, yes, but we competed with him. But he didn't have big sizes. He had regular sizes. We had regular sizes and big sizes. But our big business was big sizes, which we had.
But you knew him.
Yeah.
But you knew him.
Yeah, we have a picture of him. He was in our booth. So everybody's doing something. That's the way it should be. Tom and Paul and Gary, would you say, I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question, but you should surround yourself with positive people, people that are doing
things.
Absolutely, yes. And you learn not being able to see their faces anymore, but you'll learn, you're hearing, you learn to listen to what people are saying to you, and you will learn to start weeding out, you know, the negative comments and you kind of draw yourself towards the positive people. I mean, I even got involved in an art gallery and an art show. Go blind and go to an art gallery. Makes no sense, but it is fun. Having a good time.
Well, it's tactile. This,
you know, I don't forget this radio show is heard around the world. We're global now. This radio show has been sponsored. We have sponsors from England, Canada, Australia. Not only that, we have people listening in Pakistan listening to the show. So,
all over
the world, people listen to this radio show, and that's one of the things I love about the show, because I wish they could call in, they write to us, but it's all about, let's put it this way, like they say, what's your story? Our story is, we try to bring the depth of people like Tom, like Paul, like Gary, like Sherry Brun, like John from Clinton, Indiana, all the folks that take part in our radio show all the time, and the sighted folks that listen to the show. We love them listening. We love them calling in. And remember one thing. This radio show is for you. It's your radio show. We're here as long as you want us to be here. And we love them. And we have great sponsors. They keep on renewing every year. Thanks goodness to Spectrum. They just renewed for next year. And Foundation Fighting Blindness, they renewed for next year. And all these
Alabama
Industries of Blind just renewed again. So you have all these folks that love our show. So if you love the show, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and receive a gift card for $50. So it's going to be going for the next few weeks. We'll start reading off the names starting the 12th of November. And we'll read off your name. We'll give you twice. We'll read off your name. Two different shows. And you have 10 minutes to call in each time. So if you missed the one show, then we'll bring it up the next week, and we'll do it twice. And you got 10 minutes to answer. Don't forget, you have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll read out your $50 gift card.
Now, Michael, since we have two veterans on, Tom, are you a veteran also?
No, I'm not. My brother and father was.
Yeah, well, we have two veterans on, and I just wanted to remind everybody, and then we'll go back to talking a little bit, that this Saturday is Veterans Day. And so it's observed annually on November 11th, regardless of which day of the week it falls
Absolutely.
And Veterans Day, what is it? Well, Veterans Day is a holiday honoring all service members. World War I officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 20th, 1919. But the fighting actually ended 7 months before then, when the Allies in Germany put into effect an armistice on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, according to the U.S. Department of Defense. So due to this, November 11th, 1918 was largely considered the end of the war to end all wars and called Armistice Day. And Congress officially recognized November 11th as the end of the war in 1926, declaring it as an official holiday to honor veterans of World War I in 1938. And some people get confused with Memorial Day, okay? Veterans Day is to honor all service members, whether dead or alive, for their sacrifices, according to the Department of Defense. And I also want to make just a quick mention that I read. Where is it? I thought this was interesting. This week, a very well-known Apollo astronaut, Ken Mattingly, passed away. He was 87 years old, and he helped save the crew of the Apollo 13. In fact, there's a movie.
Apollo 13.
Ron Howard, that movie, yeah.
Yep.
So, I was reading the story. I couldn't believe it, but that happened in April 1970, and because of him, this was NASA's third moon landing mission, but the astronauts never made it to the lunar surface because they had a fire and they had a problem with their spaceship. But Ken Mattingly was instrumental in helping them, telling them what to do and how to get back to the Earth alive.
Sure was. Yep.
So that was another interesting story. I'm going to turn it. Oh, and I just wanted to remind everybody to tune in next week with co-host Sheila Young. We have a lot going on, and we have some guests from Christian Records, Phone Faith Program, and much more. And I'm going to turn it over to you and you and you and you and you.
Well,
I got a quick thing, Michael, that I'd like to add. I hated reading. Man, since I went blind, I read 4 hours a day now. I love the books. So you need to go to the library and get talking books for you.
Right. You use Victor Reader, Gary?
No, I use a machine. I use the machines from the library.
Michael has one of those.
They give you a machine from the library, and I tell you, I listen 4 hours, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, every day, 4 hours of reading.
I use the Victor Reader Stream, and I listen 4 or 5 hours a day also, Gary.
Uh-huh.
It's really a great thing to have in your life.
Yeah, I got 3 Victor Reader Streams, so I'm up to date. I even got movies that I've got. So, descriptive movies.
Right.
Do you listen to books, Tom?
Oh, I do. I have the same machine that reads the books for me. Yeah, I have like 5 books right now. But I do, but I do get out and, I'm now advocating to get out in the public and talking to local governments about APS systems and have an appointment with the transportation gentleman at Transdev, and that's what GOCB does. We advocate and make sure we can make things better. So, but my whole point is, if you think you can't do something, think again. You can. You can move on. And once you accomplish something, it motivates you to do something else. Keep on moving and stay with positive people.
Tom?
Yes.
For those folks who don't know, it was you who brought up the topic that we're bringing up today. I want to thank you very much for bringing up the topic because it was your suggestion.
Yeah,
you had a suggestion, we ran with it.
So a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there have suggestions? As you can see, Tom gave a suggestion and we ran with it. So if you have a suggestion and it's a good one like Tom, we'll run with it. So we listen to all suggestions. If they're good, we run with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a good topic. You could probably do it again.
Probably.
That's right.
The world of the sighted people that are sighted listening to this radio show always want to know, what is this show all about? And I always say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And it's for us to teach them about us, the blind, that I hate to say it, but the truth, anybody can go blind because it's not just due to the disease. It could be an accident. I know somebody who fell down in a supermarket. Remember?
That was in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. He fell down in a supermarket and he hit his head in orange juice and he hit his head and went blind. So you can go blind all different ways. But let me just say this, folks. Blindness is not so good. I admit it, it's not so good. But I'll tell you something. There's worse things. Worse things.
Well, that's what Tony was saying. I mean,
my blindness never kept me really down. I can say that my wife, I was glad that I went blind because I didn't drive anymore because she hated when I drove. But let me just say this way. never kept me down except for driving. Pardon me. But my radiation from the
prostate cancer,
that's a different story. That radiation.
Yeah,
45 treatments. Yeah.
Wow.
That radiation has changed my life entirely.
Saved your life, though.
It saved my life, but it made my life in one way miserable.
Different.
Why miserable?
Well,
because I can't do things now like I used to. Sometimes I can't be on this radio show for a whole 2 hours. I got to go because I'm not going to go into details, but the bottom line is my life is different because of my radiation problem, what it did to me. I've had many surgeries.
I got a quick story, Michael.
Very quick, Gary. It's 8:56.
Okay. Everybody's heard the CNI school. And Frank Morse actually started it he was a person that was selling insurance. During the days when in the afternoon when he took lunch, he went and sparred. He loved the box. He went in and sparred one day and got hit the head and disrupted his retinas, disconnected them. He went blind. And that's how it started CNI school.
No kidding. That's an interesting story. Chris Shaw, are you still there? We're happy you're back, and I guess we'll talk to Chris next week.
I'm all ears. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just trying to work out some things, but great information, great stories.
Everybody
has a story.
Gary, I just want you to know I'm cooking again on the stovetop, just like you.
Very good, Tom. I keep trying to get you to do it.
Yeah. I haven't killed anybody yet. But I've been cooking dinner every night.
Good.
And for you sighted folks out there listening to the show, sometimes call in. Love to hear from you. Just want to dial 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in sometime. We'd love to hear from you. Nothing.
Your show.
Nothing. It is your show because we do it for you as well.
That's right.
If you're listening on this radio show somewhere, whether it be in the United States or Canada or around the world, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Write to us, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget about the gift cards. If you want the $50 gift card, you have to write to us, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You have to write to us. Do it now. Don't put it off.
Say goodnight.
And I want to say goodnight. Folks, goodnight. Thank you very much to Gary, Paul, Tom, Chris Shaw, Lynn, thank you all for listening to the Blind
and Beyond
Radio Show.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Michael.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you all. It's a good evening.
Good show. Good show.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
We love you. Stay safe. Stay safe.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Down. But now it looks like things are finally done.